This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn that radio on.
To the Glory Land Chorus, listen to the glad.
And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Romans chapter 11, verse 27. You know, God does more than forgive our mistakes. He removes them. We simply have to take them to Him. He not only wants the mistakes we've made, He wants the ones we are making. Are you making some? If so, don't pretend nothing is wrong. Go first to God. The first step after a stumble must be in the direction of the cross. Jesus is there. His arms are wide open. He is waiting and willing to take your sins, take them away. He would remember them no more, and He would give you the power to overcome them. God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then, ask Him for forgiveness, so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollarville.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the fourth part of the discussion on the topic Hepatitis B.
We are discussing Hepatitis B, and today we have here Dr. Mrs. Autry Kelson and Bright Osei, all from Home Health Center. Doctor, please, you were talking about treatments. I think you did not exhaust it, so continue before I ask my next question.
Yes, please. Thank you.
In the management of hepatitis B, we focus on the patient, and then we focus on reducing the viral load in the blood. And we recommend that once a while, as I said earlier, they can do their LF. Sometimes you want to know, when they come to the consulting room, you examine. We sometimes do ultrasound, abdominal ultrasound, because you want to know whether the disease is progressing to cirrhosis. That one is liver damage, okay. But that one is irreversible.
Okay.
The liver assumes some tree-like texture, and then the look. So by that time, the liver has lost all its normal structure.
Okay.
Yes, the function too is very poor.
Mm.
You cannot do anything, and the abdomen can start increasing in size. The legs, the feet become edematous. Yes, and it's very dangerous.
Okay.
Because patients can go into coma.
So with all that you are mentioning, is that a major risk factor for liver cancer?
Yes, please, because it has been confirmed that when the hepatitis B virus DNA stays in the blood for a longer period, there's a higher risk of development of hepatocellular cancer. And that is liver cancer. It's the same as liver cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have liver cancer, you know that some mutations have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
Your liver cannot work as it used to work. And it's very dangerous because if it cannot work, it cannot produce enzymes for metabolism. We have some functions of the liver, like it's responsible for coagulation. Things to enzymes for coagulation.
When you say coagulation,
blood clotting. Yes.
Okay.
So if all these things are in disorder, then it means that you are even likely to bleed.
Okay.
In your gastrointestinal tract, you can bleed, and the bleeding is an emergency. Yes.
Right, you have something to say. It's like I'm tasking Madame to talk too much.
The management, let me talk a little bit about the dietary management.
Okay.
Mostly we recommend that those with hepatitis B should take more fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
And as much as possible, avoid intake of fatty foods.
Okay.
So that it can reduce the risk factor, especially the risk of getting the liver cirrhosis and other liver cancers.
Okay. So what has protein got to do with it if you are saying you rather encourage them to eat fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, some part of the liver produces enzymes which is responsible for protein, the increase of protein.
Mm-hmm.
When the protein is too much in the body too, it's no good. So as much as possible, we do having hepatitis B. We try as much as possible to advise them to reduce intake of fatty foods and also take more fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc.
Yes. With reference to what Mr. Bright said, yes, when we are targeting the viruses, we have to reduce the load on the liver. So anything that the liver does for the body should have a smaller load.
Mm-hmm.
If the liver will have to do something with the protein, then take small amount of protein.
Mm-hmm.
If the liver will actually will know the liver functions, and so fat metabolism is also part. If you take too much fatty foods, you are giving load to the liver and the gallbladder, because they all take part in what fat metabolism.
So that is why you recommend that sufferers should eat more of fruits and vegetables, which will give less load to the liver. Okay, in case of liver damage, what can be done to help the patient?
In case of liver damage, sometimes we recommend or prescribe some drugs for patients. And these drugs are known as hepatobutetes.
Mm-hmm.
They are available but very expensive.
Okay.
Yes. So we write those drugs And then we write some drugs that we know that the liver cannot really produce them as they used to, like tap folic acid. That one, the patient has to take it every day. Mm-hmm. Yes, but it is not like we are treating the hepatitis.
Okay.
Yes, they are just, yes, we are managing.
Okay. Let's talk about vaccination. I think I've been hearing once in a while hepatitis B vaccinations. Right.
With all the danger signs and the things concerning hepatitis B, one of the most important thing is the prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Once we can prevent, it is very good to prevent it than allowing it to come before we manage.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said that we cannot cure hepatitis B.
Mm-hmm.
When the liver is being damaged, the only thing is liver transplant, which is not common. So it is better we try to prevent it by the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also try as much as possible to reduce our sex partners.
No, right now, I want us to talk about the vaccination. We'll talk about the other preventive measures. Yeah.
The vaccination is available at most of the hospitals.
Okay.
But then the most unfortunate thing is that many hospitals are using it as business.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very, very expensive.
Okay.
But then, if you are able to test and vaccinate with a threshold of vaccines, you are safe forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have vaccines to prevent the disease.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's easily accessible.
It's easily accessible.
Any hospital?
Not really any hospital, but some of the hospitals are having the vaccine.
I said any hospital, not any clinic, because I assume that hospitals are bigger than clinics.
Yeah.
But you're still telling me that you still have some hospitals where you will not get the vaccination.
Exactly.
Doctor, you wanted to say something?
Yes, please. When one test for the hepatitis B surface antigens,
mm-hmm,
and it's negative, the person can undergo the vaccination.
Okay.
The first day is going to be day zero.
Okay.
And then 3 months after that day, 1 month after that first day,
mm-hmm,
is the second day of vaccine.
Okay.
And then the last one, which is 6, is the third day for vaccination. So that is for those who don't have
last one, that which is 6.
Day zero,
mm-hmm,
1 month, uh-huh, and 6 months.
Okay. 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 Yes. So 3 different injections.
Yes.
Day one, day zero, day one, and month one, and then after the 6 months.
Yes, all of these are with reference to the first day.
Okay,
yes.
So you start counting 0, 1 until you are 1 month, then you go for the next one, yes, and you continue until you are 6 months, yes, then you go for the, yes, last one.
Oh, okay. It's for those who don't have it.
Okay.
Those who don't have the disease.
Okay.
But those who have the disease,
mm-hmm,
have their management.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Today we have been doing this discussion with a medical officer from Pohn Health Center in the person of Dr. Dorothea Adofo-Kisi, or also referred to as Dr. Mrs. Audrey Kelson, and the disease control officer at Pohn Health Center in the person of Bright Osei. I have been your host, Belle Dollar Bill.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic Hepatitis B. A continuation will be brought to you later. Any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
salvation store. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Waiting and watching, watching for you. And
hello, welcome to Moment of Truth, and welcome to our second series of this wonderful word from the Word of God. In our first lesson, we looked at false friendship. In this lesson, we are going to look at the three C's of true friendship. And what are the three C's of this true friendship? I want you to pay a close attention that we will be enlightened by His word. I want us to open to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that have friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And at the end of this lesson, we'll get to know who is a true friend that sticks closer than a brother. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord grant you His power and the insight of His word, that we will be able to identify this true friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Few friendships sail on this tree. And because few sail on this tree, it is very important for us to know. The first C's of true friendship is constancy. A true friend is a friend who needs to be constant. True friendship is constant, enduring, loyal, determinate. A true friend is a friend who can endure, who is constant, who is loyal, and who is determined. No matter where you are, to the point of death, a true friend must be able to endure and to be loyal to you. Peter gave Jesus his word. Peter assured Jesus that he can be a true friend, that Jesus can rely on. But Jesus told him that before the cock crows thrice, you will deny me, because Jesus is God who foresees the future. He knows what will happen in the future. Therefore, Jesus told Peter that you will deny me. In Psalm 15 verse 3, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 2, then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. These are all Bible quotation that shows constancy in friends. We have example like Ruth. Ruth showed a true friendship. One of the three C's in a true friendship to his mother-in-law, Naomi. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, and she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you will go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part you and me. This is one of the greatest commitment of a true friend. A true friend is a friend who determines to go to wherever that you want to go, to be with you in times where there seems no hope. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. Another C in a true friendship is confidentiality. A true friend is a friend whom we can confide, a friend whom we have confidence in. Some things simply need to remain confidential. A friend does not rush news that was privately confided to him into the press. Gossip and backbiters are not good friends. A good friends are confidential. In Proverbs 16, verse 28, a perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. Proverbs 17, verse 9. A true friend is a friend whom does not gossip. Is a friend who is slow to speak. Is a friend whom you can have confidence in. Another seed in a true friendship is constructive criticism. A true friend is not a friend who says yes, yes, yes. A true friend who is not always negative. A true friend is a friend who acknowledges your weakness and your strength. A true friend who constructively criticizes you, who energizes, who encourages you, and who points out your pitfalls and your downfalls. This is a true friend. A lot of friendship seek not this see friends. Don't judge friends. Many true friends do not judge, but true friends can handle constructive criticism. A true friend can accept your criticism and work on it to change. True friendship respects constructive criticism. Destructive criticism has the purpose of destroying its target, and some enjoy this. Proverbs 27, verse 5. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Therefore, a true friend rebuke constructively. Choose your friends carefully. In Psalm 12, verse 26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. If you are righteous, you will be selective. Let us be able to choose our friends carefully. Making friends, becoming a companion of God-fearing people. In choosing our friends, we need to be a companion of God people. People who have God at heart. In Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Spend time with Christians, and that will enable you to have a true friend. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Evil company destroys good manners. And therefore, as Christians, we need to be among people who can have influence on us positively to obey the word of God. Whose voice do you obey? Who is your friend? Jesus says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. This is taken from Luke chapter 14, verse 26 to 33. Are you determined to be a good friend? He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may not be tested. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Before we can be a good friend for Jesus, we need to forsake all. We need to accept him. The word says, go for the gusto. Don't fool with church, especially when you are young. Fill your life with things. Be tolerant of different parties of religion. Eat, drink, and be merry. Baptism is foolish. Survival of the fittest. Look out for number one. Secular education more important than Bible study. But where we can ever have a true friend is Jesus. And we can have a true friendship with people who really love the word of God. With people who see Jesus Christ as their ultimate goal and their purpose in life. Who is your true friend? Are you a friend? The three C's in friendship is constancy. confidential and constructive criticism. I urge you to be a true friend that people can rely on. And such, we are portraying the character of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to be a true friend. Give us the character, give us the spirit and the strength to be confidential, to be able to criticize constructively, and to be able to be constant and loyal. Help us that, Father, we will live an exemplary life. May you keep us and bless us this day, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.